Enron employees won a major victory yesterday. The Justice Department's trustees office has agreed to appoint an official employees committee to the Enron bankruptcy case. This new employees committee is in addition to the existing creditors committee. Law experts say the federal government action strengthens the interests and legal position of former and current Enron employees. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
This idea for the appointment of an employees committee evolved out of a group of 20 former Enron managers and directors. Soon after they were laid off last December, these managers got together to figure out the best way to recover some of the money they are owed, like severance and vacation pay, as well as their retirement funds. Bankruptcy lawyers advised them that the best way to protect their interests was to ask the federal government to establish an official employees committee. And so, that's what they did. Yesterday, U.S. Trustee Carolyn Schwartz gave her answer, yes. Richard Rathvon is a former director at Enron Energy Services and one of the leaders of the employees group.
I feel good so far. There are many details to work out, and I'm pleased that the U.S. trustee has listened to some of our concerns. And I, for one, and I hope I speak for all former employees, look forward to working constructively in the reorganization of Enron.
There is already another committee made up of creditors, which currently helps run Enron. That committee is made up mostly of banks like J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, Wells Fargo, Credit Suisse, First Boston, Bank of New York, and others. The employees have one seat on this 15-member creditors committee, but Rathvon argues that isn't enough.
Being one out of 15, it would be clear that to the extent that we had interests and claims that differed from the banks, that we would get voted down 14-1 every time. Also, in a committee that's dominated by banks, it allows them to set the agenda of what claims to pursue and what avenues to pursue in the reorganization process.
But with the federal government's decision to establish an independent employee committee, the balance of power has shifted considerably. Now, instead of being one on a committee of 15, employees will control one of two bankruptcy committees.
This makes the employees a major player in the Enron case.
Lynn Lepucki is a law professor at UCLA and an expert in large bankruptcy cases like Enron. Lepucki says that a key component of this power shift is that the employees' committee will have its legal fees, which will likely run into the millions of dollars paid for by Enron.
Because the employees will be represented by counsel, and that counsel will be paid by the estate, meaning that the estate, the other parties in interest, the other creditors, are now paying the employees' attorney's fees. Fight with the employees, you pay your own fees, and you pay their fees as well.
Lepucki says the net result of yesterday's unusual action is likely to mean more money in the employees' pockets. Enron itself had opposed the idea of an employees' committee, citing the cost and arguing that the former employees were adequately represented on the existing creditors' committee. Yesterday, Enron spokesman Mark Palmer put the best face on the government's decision.
Well, if this provides an avenue for our former employees to have their positions heard so that they feel like they have been represented in this bankruptcy, then we look forward to working with that committee, and we hope that the trustee is able to help put that committee together as soon as possible.
The Enron employees who began this legal action say they have already begun notifying other Enron employees about the new bankruptcy committee on the Internet. Wade Goodwin, NPR News.